Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Hawaii Crusaders. I'm your host, Tony Hawley. I'm sitting here with Tom Rackers of the News Tribune. Before Tom and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of Tom's conversation with Hawaii's head coach, Chris Henches.
Chris, we'll start. Quick look back to last week. Biani, you know, he came out and really took care of business.
Yeah, we did. I thought, you know, both offensively and defensively, I thought we were able to do what we wanted. We executed our game plans well. I thought special teams had a big night, too. We were really clean special teams-wise. We had a block punt. That was our first non-offensive touchdown on the year, so we were excited about getting that. I thought Drew threw the ball really well. And, overall, anytime you put that many points on the board, you feel like you've done some good. I was really happy with the way that our backups and our young kids, because we really didn't play our starters in the second half, the way they came out and played, I thought they played well in the second half too.
Is that a type of game you want for week 9? You know, not necessarily talking about opponent, but just, hey, kind of take care of, do play well in the first half and then kind of let the other kids play second half?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it all kind of depends on what your regular season looks like. You know, I think most programs are looking for a manageable week 9 going into districts. You don't want to, you don't want a meat grinder. You don't want a monster. You don't want someone that's going to beat you up and you're not going to be healthy for districts. Some schedules work out that way and that's what you end up getting. But, you know, I think with all the injuries we've had this year and the struggles that we've had keeping people healthy, to come out of that game relatively healthy was a plus. That was the first time all year that we came out of a football game relatively healthy. And, this week we're going to get back Alex Cook, one of our most valuable offensive and defensive linemen. Things are looking really good for Jack Club, but to get him back the following week. And so we're getting more and more full strength up front, and, we're happy about that.
All right. Tonight it's Liberty Wentzville. You've played them 3 times before, and it's always been in the playoffs.
Yes. A newer school. I think they've been around 9 years. That was full area that's grown so much. And, they've had the same coach for their entire 9 years of existence. And, they play good football. And, they struggled at times, I think, late in the game. They struggled maybe keeping things together and executing their game plan throughout the course of a 4-quarter game, and they play a good schedule, and they've lost to some good football teams. I would say Wentzville Liberty, in a nutshell, you would say they've won the games they were supposed to win, and they did not play well and lost the games with teams with a little bit better record and more talent. So we expect the football team to come in here tonight and play hard and play as if it's a second season. And I think teams that have struggled throughout the regular season, I think with the right kind of motivation, they come into district and say, hey, what do we have to lose? This is a new season. Everybody's 0-0. And I know that's a lot of coach speak, but that is true. And we expect to, to get a very good game from them tonight.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. That was Elias head coach Chris Henches. And Tom, and Tom, as always, the stalwart. So before we start looking forward this week, Tom, as to the stuff that everybody's probably more excited about, let's look back and just kind of put a cap on the regular season. Crusaders end up with what we thought was going to be a relatively easy 59-13 win over Viani, and that's exactly what it was.
I think you and I talked about it. That game was more about Hawaii than it was about Viani.
Yeah.
And how they were going to play, and they played. They went out and did what they wanted to do. Starters played the first half, got out to a big lead. The reserves played all but a few minutes of the second half and extended the lead, and then Viani got a late touchdown against them. But in the third quarter, it was a good game, a good week 9 game.
I mean, sure,
you never know how good Viani's going to be, because frankly, who's going to show up?
Right.
But right now they're down.
Right.
And so it. I think it's a good place to play Viani because it's going to be, I think in the future it's going to be a good test.
Okay.
I think they're going to try to stay, they're going to try to keep it on the schedule as long as they can because,
all right,
a good steady opponent who they know is quality. And, and to get a win like that, confidence is up going into the postseason.
Exactly. And you kind of are doing what you want to do at this point in the season. I mean, you know, we had that little hiccup where you had those back-to-back losses. Crusaders have now won 4 in a row, which is kind of what you want to see. You know, you obviously want to start to get things rolling when it starts to be the right time of year to get things rolling. That's what they've got going right now.
Yeah. You know, 7-2 regular season probably isn't quite what they had in mind. I think they were hoping to be a little better, you know, hoping to win another CMAC championship, but didn't happen. So, you know, I think that looking at the way the schedule and the way they played, the way it turned out, 7-2 might have been about as good as they were going to get after what happened against Rockbridge.
Sure. So now it's time to refocus. Everybody, like the old saying goes, we're 0-0 at this point. Everybody kind of resets. It's cliche, but to me it's more important that it's win or go home time. So literally, you've got to do whatever you need to do to get wins going at this point. So how it sets up for the Crusaders right now is they're the 2 seed in district. The first thing in front of them is going to be Wentzville Liberty. So, you know, that's the first thing. We'll get to kind of the nuts and bolts of that, but they are the 2 seed. Would have been nice to be the 1 seed and get the bye, but the thing is, you're the 2 seed. Now you play this week.
Yeah, you know that win or go home thing at practice Wednesday. At the end, they were running like sprints, and they get done with one session of sprints, and then a couple guys pipe up. Yeah, it's win or go home week. Win or go home week. Then they blow the whistle. Bam, off they go again. You know, so they know what's ahead of them.
Sure.
And you know, and I think, you know, confidence, again, to repeat myself, confidence is high and right now, and they could be setting themselves up for a little bit of a run.
Okay. So the first step is Wentzville Liberty. They're 3-6 right now. It's not a team that you look at it and go, okay, this is a team that maybe scares you, but again, you can't take anybody lightly at this point. Yeah. So what is it about them that maybe concerns you, if not scares you?
Well, looking at their schedule, it's one of those, it looks like a schedule that they beat the teams they should have beaten, and they lost to the teams that they probably should have lost to.
Okay.
And you look at their offense, you know, Chris said, you know, the quarterback is good. He said they got a really good, kind of exciting running back. So he said that's really kind of our focus right now is what they're doing on offense. They like to throw it a little bit, and you know, if they throw it out and get it into space, you know, it can make it interesting for the Lions defense at times.
Okay. So, you know, just kind of, you know, I'm kind of a numbers guy. I like to, like, look at results. I like to kind of dive in some things. The one thing that kind of strikes me is when you look at their results, and like you say, the teams that they've played, they haven't really been in any close games this year with the exception of one, and that was back in week 3. You know, that was a 28-24 win against North Point. Otherwise, it's either been big wins for them or big losses for them. So it's kind of like you look at it and go, I wonder if, you know, how well this team is ready to go into a game where you're going to try to fight and claw to keep this one as close as you can for as long as you can. Are they able to do that if they haven't really found themselves in many close games this year?
Well, you would think maybe, you know, hey, you know, go or go home type games, and you know, might be motivated to try to,
sure,
to, you know, if the tide starts going against them, well, hey, we're not giving up yet.
Right.
Now, that's easy to say.
Right.
And hard to do.
Sure.
Because, I mean, when you look at some of those scores, you think that perhaps things kind of get away from them late you know, in the second half of games against good, two really good teams. And Hawaii's is good or really good, depending on your perspective. But could this one get away from Wentzville Liberty? Probably.
Yeah.
In Hawaii's dream world, yeah. I think they really want to go out and take care of business.
So I think this is shaping up to me, at least from an outsider's perspective, looking at it, goes, this might be one of the focus on us rather than them games. And if that's the case, and if Hawaii's has to focus on themselves, and we're going to just focus on us, What do you think that is the focus for them this week in terms of, you know, what do they want to be really concentrating on tonight?
Offensively, they really have had, with the injuries to the linemen, they've really had problems running between the tackles.
Okay.
And at some point, they know they're going to have to do that.
Okay.
And they're getting a little better at it, but it's still, that's something that they're concentrating on this week. And they're going to get Alex Cook back, one of their starting linemen. So they're going to actually have a little more depth there. So okay. I think him coming back will help in that regard. But I think that would be one thing to watch tonight is see how many times they actually do try to run between the tackles and how successful they are.
Okay. Anything on the flip side, then, on the defensive side of the ball that you think that, you know, that they've either been concentrating on or need to be concentrating on?
You know, you can look at the last week, they got either four or five quarterback sacks, which is something that they really wanted to put pressure on the quarterback. I think that the same thing tonight. It's a quarterback that likes to throw the ball, and you want to try to make him as uncomfortable as you can. That means getting pressure on him, whether that means from just the lineman or if you have to send a linebacker or two, which they did last week. You know, dial up pressure, make it hard on him, get it to where he either gets happy feet or wants to throw it away or something, and try to rattle the passing game as much as you can.
Yeah. You alluded to the injury situation. We've kind of talked about it a fair amount the last couple of weeks. yeah. Well, it's been going for a while. So, I think things have been trending better the last couple of weeks. It sounds like, at least at one position, it sounds like they're getting better. How's the overall team health at this point? And how important has it been for them maybe these last couple of weeks for those backups to get things, you know, the experience they need in the case they're called upon tonight and going forward?
One of the first things Chris said to me when we talked on Wednesday was, hey, nobody got hurt. So, hey, thumbs up. There's a win right there.
Right.
And they're starting to get, you know, like Alex Cook is coming back. There's, you know, they still have hopes that, you know, Jack Klebel will be back at some point and Trevor Cobb will be back at some point. If the season goes on a little long, you know, more than longer than this week. So they're getting better. And, you know, and right now I think it's more of, those guys have got the experience for next year.
Sure.
Now it is time to focus on this year because we're done with trying to develop people right, right now. Right. We're trying to win football games.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, because this is playoff time, and you know, those guys played well, but right now I think the healthier they get, obviously, the better they're going to play.
It's always always a variable at this point in the season, but you know, you always want to have as many home games as you can, you know, and it sets up that again they've got a home game this week. You haven't been on the road for hardly many miles at all this year, but how nice is it at least for them to have another home game when you're starting off the postseason?
Oh, they enjoy playing at home. You know,
sure,
it's really a good atmosphere there for them, and it's always important to play at home, and I think again, you know, getting that number two seed, that if they would happen to win tonight. Wink, wink. They would host whoever, somebody else next week in the district semifinals. So, you know, staying at home is good. I mean, they're a very fine road team, but there's nothing like playing at home.
Absolutely. So that naturally segues into the prediction point, but I'm going to make you have to be a double predictor this week. So I'm going to ask you, I think, wink, wink. I took that wink, wink earlier, yeah. And I think you're predicting Elias' victory in this one. So then I'll just say, give me a score in that one, and then also, who do you think that their opponent is next week between the 3-seed Capital City and 6-seeded Battle?
I'll start with the Elias game. Again, this is all about it's all about Elias. You know, if they come out and play well and do what they want to do, in theory, you know, we're looking at another running clock in the second half.
Okay.
So I'm going to say probably 55 to 14.
Okay.
Then, you know, Capital City Battle is intriguing.
Yes.
You know, just talking, you know, having seen Battle, having seen Capital City, you know, I probably didn't see the best of Battle. You know, Hawaii's came out and blew their doors off in the second half and ended up beating like 50, I can't remember what it was, 58 to 12 or something. But Battle's played Capital City close. Battle's played Brockbridge close. That's a team that when they're on,
right,
they're hard to beat.
Yeah.
You know, you can argue that they might have the two best offensive players in the conference, you know, Goolsby and Ricky Dunn, you know, quarterback and running back. Those guys get going. If they could just play defense.
Right. Right.
And so I think that one's going to be a shootout.
Yeah, I do too.
I'll take Capital City 42 to 35, and then I think it'll be another Hawaii's Capital City game this year, but it'll be over at Ranger Stadium the second time.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Tom Rackers, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune. And get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Tom Rackers on Twitter at TJRackers. Thanks for listening.